color. It's a place for you and I. It makes me happy when skies are gray.
Aloha and welcome. This is Jeannie Russell with Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie Marie, filling in for Dina Marie on the first Friday of every month here on 1150 KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And I am speaking to you from Kauai, Hawaii. We're over here at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center in the heart of Kapa'a Town, and we are celebrating our 10-year decade of healing, 10-year anniversary. Can you believe it? It's just over the top that we have been here 10 years at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. And we opened on 9/9/09, a very auspicious day for us here on Kauai. It was the day we opened our doors, had a beautiful ceremony and blessing, and now it's 10 years later. And I am happy to have with me Dina Marie, who's here in person to help me celebrate these 10 years. And Dina, it's so great to have you with us.
Aloha, Jeannie Russell. We're back in Dolphin. I'm back at Dolphin Touch.
I'm here all the time. But yeah, we're back on the radio together. Isn't that nice? How crazy is that?
It's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. I love having you here, and I love being on the radio with you. You've got me started on this thing, and now we do it every month. It's been awesome.
And it's been over a year, so that's your anniversary.
Oh my goodness, another anniversary. Wow. Yeah. So a decade, Dolphin Touch has been open. Crazy to think of all the journeys, all the stories, all the events, all the people that came through here, all the healings, all the transformations, and it's been quite a journey, quite a journey. And you joined us. Wow, my goodness.
7 years ago. 7 years ago, I had a massage coupon.
Yes. And then were hitchhiking. No, sorry.
Now I'm hitchhiking.
No, yeah. My assistant was hitchhiking, and you picked her up. Mm-hmm. And you were on your way to Dolphin Touch, and you asked her, oh, where are you going? And she said, Dolphin Touch. What are the odds?
And then she said, you have to meet Jeannie Russell. You'll love Jeannie Russell. And I dropped her. Actually, she was working down the street a little bit. And then I came straight here, and then she showed up later. And that's when I did the chakra reading with Sean, your son.
That's right.
And I have been part of your family, I think, from that moment on. Because
totally.
I was kind of a single woman by myself, a little bit lost, and I was going to give myself the gift of massage, which was a lot for me to pay money for anything. And then I was when I came here, I was so alone, and I was signed up for this event, and I didn't have a tent or a table or anything. And you guys loaded my car that day with a tent, with a table, with a tablecloth, and you sent me on your way. So I came back the next day to return it. And then that's when I had some heartbreaking things happen. But you have been now you're my best friend, my sister.
Totally, totally best friends and sisters and soulmates and everything else. We've been through so much together.
And when I see, you know, a lot of single women come through here and they get to travel alone, mm-hmm. because they come here and they feel like a part of a family.
Yeah.
And they're all still on our Facebook pages. We still are in contact with them.
Right. But we have so many stories to share. And that's what I wanted to do for this 10-year anniversary, is to share some of the stories, and you're a part of a lot of them, which is really awesome. And I know one of the stories involves Phil. This is one of my favorite stories, and some of your listeners have probably heard this, but we were at an expo, Inspiration Expo, and you were doing chakra readings, and I was telling people about Dolphin Touch, and we were doing different things, and Santa Claus, our good friend Phil, comes into the booth, and I said, hey, do you remember way back when you were at, believe it or not, Jack in the Box? And I never go to Jack in the Box, but we were like desperate for some food, a fries or something, and we're in Jack in the Box, and Santa was behind us. And my husband and I got the idea, let us pay it forward and buy him food, pay for his meal. And then we made a little Santa list of what we wanted for Christmas. And we wrote it down on a piece of paper. And one of them was a swimming pool. I'm still kind of waiting for that. But, yeah. Santa, you haven't delivered.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So we told the woman, we paid the bill, and gave him our little Santa list. And then we ran off and kind of hid. And then he got it, and he didn't know who had given it to him. And we were just like, ran off, and we, you know, took off. Not so he never knew who gave it to him. But when we were at the Inspiration Expo and we saw him, I told him, hey, Phil, that was us that paid for your meal. And he was screaming, and you were like, who is this guy? What's going on over here? And that's when I introduced you to Phil. And what happened after that?
He got a chakra reading. And the reason they know he's Santa, because he has a Santa Jeep and a Santa truck. So you can't...
And that's he looks, how you know, like Santa. Yeah, he looks like Santa. He's got the beard. He's a big guy. He's got the red car. You know, the whole Santa thing going on.
He got
on.
One chakra reading and his intentions. Because right. His crown chakra was closed to do disc golf. And I have been a witness to him doing two parks, two golf courses. And now we're on our third. But I get to, we do a chakra reading each year. Now he has homework right now. He hasn't talked to me today, but he has homework.
Yes, you already saw him since you've been here, and you did another chakra reading, and you gave him some new assignments.
And he's working on it, and then he'll go and do his homework, and then I'll help him. But it has been so amazing to watch people have ideas, set their intentions, and then they come into play. And the magical thing is I'm always there when some milestone happens. So he's working on a new golf course. So at Christmas, we went over there. We made a, let's, what do you say when you, we're going to try to do the golf course thing there. What do you call it? It's our idea. And how do I say that, Jeannie? It's been a long day.
I don't know what you're saying.
So basically, we gave them an idea. They liked it, and I'm back 8 months later, and now he's meeting with them to put the disc golf course together.
Oh, great.
So he has ideas, but he actually follows through, and I'm always there to witness. Like when he did the park for free, and all these kids came out one day, and the YMCA was out there. After one of our expos, remember I played hooky?
Mm-hmm.
And he actually saw for the first time kids playing disc golf in a park that he saved. You know, it was a whole awesome. YMCA group, but...
Oh, I know, and disc golf, they've had tournaments here, and it's taken off in different parts of the island, you know, it's really nice, very nice.
It's called a proposal.
There you go.
You know, he proposes something, and then they have to go back and ponder it, and
so far,
every time he's had an idea, I've seen him pull it off.
That's awesome, and he loves it, and it's helping kids, it's helping the island, it's helping everybody. And he's going to have that, by the way, at our anniversary party, which is September 21st, 3:30 to 10 p.m. If you guys are on Kauai, come down. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event. I'm so, so excited. It keeps growing and expanding, but Phil is going to have his disc golf there, and we'll be... I never played disc golf, so this will be my first time.
And why am I here in September? Because he says, I'm going on vacation. Would you like to watch my house?
And of course, and it just happens to be our 10-year anniversary, exactly. Which you didn't even know. But it's divine that you're here now. I'm so happy that you're here, Gina.
I'm happy to be here. And it's so magical and whimsical. It really is. It's a really beautiful place to stay. And again, like the doors are like open and people come through all day. And I have so many good memories. It kind of... I'm saying it blows my mind. I've never said that, but this whole year I've been saying it because I'm really blessed to have like actually taken the courage to do something by myself where I didn't know anybody and walk through a door, and it's really changed my life.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. You find the courage and you face your fears and you do what your heart tells you, not what your head tells you, and your whole life changes.
Because your head says, stay home and watch television. You know? And your heart
be
says...
Be safe.
Yeah.
Don't be safe. Don't go out.
Nope.
Right. You brought a good point about women who are, you know, afraid to be alone on vacation and out on their own and, you know, being connected to us or, you know, staying with us or, staying at a hotel and... coming with us on a retreat or an experience, you know, let us immerse you into a whole welcoming gathering changes your whole perspective. I mean, it's changed people's lives. I'll say it that much.
Oh, because you have so many gatherings. Like, I've seen, his name was Nick. There's another little story. He was from Canada, younger man. And he walked right in on a potluck. He's doing dishes with me. He sat and he made friends the first night.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, in a hotel, you don't really get the hotel, that experience. You don't get to meet somebody, have a nice conversation, and see him for breakfast the next day and go on a hike. You know, you can buy excursions, you know, in a hotel, and you can take a bus somewhere, but there's just something really special about the door being wide open and having people come in that you would never meet.
I think part of it too is that we kind of break bread together. You know, we're always kind of eating and sharing, and you know, it's a very social thing here where we have lunch. Like today we just had this potluck lunch. It was awesome, the best food ever, with this group I created here. It's called Together We Rise, and it's for the people here on Kauai and anyone really who's on the island. Once a month we get together, and Dina did a Facebook demonstration, and wow, like everybody was really engaged. They learned a lot. Everybody walked away with something, and we had some great food and great connection, and that's part of it. That's why we, you know, the eating together, because I know, like, when my family's away, eating alone is that's one of the hardest things for me, you know.
It is 4 to 6, 4 to 7 to me. It's like I used to quit a job at 4, and then you're alone till 7 o'clock. You know, you go to bed or watch a movie after that, but dinner time.
Yeah.
And I love it here too, because breakfast is an amazing thing. You know, waking up and talk to somebody in the first thing in the morning. What are you going to do today? And that's what this the center offers, is that the thing that we're missing, the art of connection.
Right. It's crazy because, you know, we have two rooms upstairs, and part of it was the thing was that people, whoever is staying up there, they usually become friends because you are in close proximity, and then they wind up hanging out together, or someone's got a car and somebody else doesn't, and so they said, oh, come with us, you know, come on a ride, or we're going on this hike or this excursion, or we're going on this event, and you know, and that's, it's crazy how it happens.
Yeah, and I've been here so long that people run through, Dina, you're back, give you a hug.
Yes.
So nice to see you again. And you're like, it pretty much happens daily, you know? But it's really amazing that I believe that you are my family reunion. Like, I come here and it's like being with my family. So
spirit family.
Yeah.
And you
offer so much at the center to get people connected, especially Kapa'a, because you can walk, go to a coffee shop, go right to the beach. You're going to sit next to somebody, maybe have a conversation. And I really want to stress that whole connection thing. I really think that's a lost art of talking and communicating and being with people you don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back in a moment. I'm talking with Dina Marie here at talking about our 10-year anniversary on Kauai.
I live color. Maybe you can come back. It'll make you happy when skies are gray.
The 10th Annual Cider Summit Seattle returns to South Lake Union on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. This year's Cider Summit is celebrating 10 years by moving to a beautiful new location, Lake Union Park. Cider Summit is an over 21 event and is the largest hard cider sampling opportunity, featuring nearly 200 ciders, cider cocktails, and even apple spirits. There will be live music, specially paired foods for sampling and purchase, plus a dog lounge. Tickets and event information is available at cidersummit.com.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Come visit my favorite retreat destination, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, located in Okapa'a Town on the island of Kauai. With its divine and spiritual portals and special healing energies, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center offers a full spectrum of sessions, classes, workshops, and Kauai adventures. The gift shop carries fun gifts, books, and enlightening tools for your own enjoyment. Dolphin Touch Wellness Center specializes in a new healing modality that involves energy work and body work combined. My good friend and owner, Jeannie Russell, calls the technique Dolphin Touch. Jeannie and I invite you to come to Kauai and experience the spirit of the dolphins and connect with their love, joy, and playfulness. For upcoming retreats and events, visit dolphintouch.org or call Jeannie Russell at 808-822-4414.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Aloha and welcome back. Jeannie Russell here at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. At Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, we do massage, Reiki, acupuncture, personal retreats, workshops, classes, and we allow you to connect with your true inner self. So we're talking about people that have gone through Dolphin Touch. I'm here with Dina Marie. Yay, Dina, welcome back. Yes, and we're here. And I want to talk about some of the people that you've been a part of. You know, we've had so many people come here, but while you were here, I want to talk about Britta.
Britta's from Germany, and she was on my show. She had some health issues. Mm-hmm. And maybe some sadness and trauma. A lot of people that come here that I work with tend to have someone who's passed away. Mm-hmm. A lot of grieving.
Yeah.
And you were doing a retreat with her, and I just happened to be here at the same time. She helped at the expo.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some past life stuff when we were doing healing work together. But she's from Germany, and they have a lot of... Their hearts are closed a little bit because they're taught mm-hmm. to be that way. But by the time she got home... People didn't recognize her because she was too bright.
Right. She had changed. Yeah, that was a life-changing experience for her. And it got her out of her funk. You know, she had been in a dark place since her mom had passed away, and she was kind of left alone. And it's really hard, you know. She was an airline stewardess. And she just, you know, went here, there. But, you know, that's a lonely life, too. And you don't have a lot of connection with a lot of people. You're always on the go. You're traveling. And so, yeah, we gave her a chance. Boy, do you remember that moment in the kitchen when
we were...
Oh, my God.
Because we were making dinner, and I think you brought some music in. And all of a sudden, we were, like, hugging each other. It was just so spontaneous. And I know that next morning, like, her heart had cracked open.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very beautiful, but she doesn't act like she's beautiful.
Right.
You know? And it was the next morning we were doing breakfast. And that's why that breakfast is so important. She kind of processed things. And the next day, the story was that her mom actually was very ill her whole life. And they thought she was mentally ill. But at the end, her mom had planned this wedding. And Britta's, what are you doing? You're planning a wedding. Well, as her mom was really, really ill and kind of checking out, she went through her little black book, her mom's, and found her first love, her mom's first love. And the thing was that she was like having a session with me over food. And what she realized is that when she called this guy to say, you're the last person, my mom's passing over, he told a story of how they were in love. But there was a tragic accident with Britta's mom's sister. She fell off the motorcycle and died. So Britta's mom's parents wouldn't let them get married. So she had to leave her love. And her whole life she mourned this man till the day she died. And the day that Britta called this man to say, my mom is still hanging on, you're the last person I haven't called because I didn't know you, he told the story and she died that night.
Wow.
She wasn't mentally ill at all. She was lovesick her whole life. And because of her ethnic, and you know, the German people have gone through a lot. And I just think that Britta learned through that your heart has to be open. And again, you don't always have to do what your parents tell you. It doesn't matter where you are, right?
Right.
Love should come first. And I think when she left, she was just a whole different person. But again, Dolphin Touch gave her that time to have the conversations and to be alone and be vulnerable and heal. And like, we like doing one-on-ones with the women that come or the men that come because they get so much out of having that time to be open.
Yeah. When we were in the kitchen, and I'll never forget that moment, because we were playing this music and we were all touched by the music. It was a real powerful music, and tears were coming to our eyes. And when we all hugged, like, she has never been hugged like that in her entire life. Mm-mm. Her entire life, never. And this is by total strangers, basically. And we're just embracing her and holding her, and she's crying and we're crying. And there was so much. It was such an amazing, amazing moment. And that right there, that pivotal moment shifted everything, even for me too. I mean, it's something I'll never forget.
And I was the first time I was cooking in the kitchen.
Oh, that's right. You were so happy.
Dinner. Yeah.
And then Andrew was your little puppy dog assisting you and following you around and like, yeah, help. And he's like, yeah, you give me free food, I'm there.
Mm-hmm. And he was the kid sitting on the step, and I'm like, I can't get in, I'm waiting for the key. And so I gave him a chakra reading, and he's like, he's Mr. Proud, but he was really hurting for money. And you had locked us out a little bit, but then you come running back out of the blue to let me in, and you go, hey, how would you like to make some money? Because you needed the lawn mowed.
Right.
And we just did a chakra reading where he was really needing help on financially, and then he ended up working for you.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. So crazy, but so divine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in a hurry. I thought, I'll just leave this kid by himself, and I'll just go for a bike ride. But my voice, my inner voice, said to stop and do that little chakra reading. And, yeah, him and Britta came to the expo with us and volunteered. So, yeah, It is that connection. And you know, not running off. It's like just sitting still long enough to hear somebody's story. You call it telling story?
Talk story. We talk story all the time.
I love it.
Yeah, well, you were talking about on the plane over, like, everybody was isolated and nobody was talking to one another, and they're all in their own little world. And usually you would connect, and everybody was like, don't talk to me, I'm alone, just leave me alone.
2 years ago, I read the stewardess, the flight attendants, the whole flight crew got chakra readings with me.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then this year, I've been flying, I flew twice, I haven't talked to anybody. I think it's so odd that most people put on their headset, and then they either take a nap, or they watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy that I used to meet people on the plane, and one couple I ended up staying with, and they came to all the classes here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been really, I think, heartbreaking, because I used to enjoy sitting next to someone on a flight and having a conversation. So the lost art of communication and connection. So, you know, I feel bad for us, really.
Yeah.
We need to have more retreats to Dolphin Touch.
Yeah, we need to come here. Well, another amazing story, since we're sharing stories. There's so many stories, but Craig Neal, do you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He was staying upstairs. This guy had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And he was living in an area that was, well, he was living a life that was not supporting him at all. He was definitely making a lot of money, but losing a lot of friends and not being a very nice person, just to be blunt and honest and open about how he lived his life. And then he gets this stroke, he loses his job and all his friends, and he's forced to re-examine his life.
And he couldn't talk. He had to learn to speak again. His wife left him. And he was on the show too, but I, at that point, was on running on empty. Yeah. I was really stressed, so I'm not going to work with anybody for a while. And then you did a healing session in the water with three or four people and asked me to do Reiki when they came out. And he was the first person I Reiki'd. And I was like, okay, I'm back. Yay. I'm full, so I can actually give. And the next day, I took him to the Hindu temple. It was a healing for me and a healing for him. He was in the temple for quite a while on his knees and praying.
Yeah.
And on the ride down, he said, Dina, you know, this place has changed my life and I don't want to leave. But our chakra reading was that he really wanted his son to join the military because he was forced to and his dad did. But he goes, I used to be not a very nice person. And his son's a musician. So he went home because we watched him on Facebook. And he went to all of his son's shows. He is healthy and happy and traveling, but he's spending all of his time with his children, which before he didn't.
Right.
He didn't have a real relationship with a woman, which now he does.
Yeah.
But he lost everything and really gained everything. And yeah. By staying here, he got to reconnect. And he did not want to leave this island.
No, that happens a lot here.
And I said, go to the favorite place, wherever you went, where you really were moved, and that's where he spent his last night. And it was alone. With, of course, the water.
Right.
And a beautiful place, watching the sun go down.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that story, and I love watching him on Facebook. And, you know, he rented a Jeep while he was here, and he's like, he went home and bought a Jeep because he loved the Jeep so much. And I love he takes photos with the Jeep, and he's like biking, and he's in some desert or some terrain that looks amazing, and he just seems to be really enjoying his life now. So
and before
really
he was
happy.
Smoking cigars, drinking, and making a lot of money with no relationships. So relationships and your health. Those are the two things that they're more than money, way more than money.
Yeah. So we're all about opening our heart and getting into a place that's more in alignment with what is our soul's purpose. And I think when we're here, it's easier because you're stopping the train. We slow down, you got to slow down the train enough, otherwise we're on that rat wheel going round and round. But if you slow down the train enough, you can really get focused on why am I here, what brings me joy, what is my true purpose, and what's the next step. All right, we'll be right back after this. I'm going to continue with stories. It's been 10 years that Dolphin Touch has been open, so we're sharing some of the stories with Dina Marie. Here on Lift Your Spirits.
We go fishing and hunting too. We plan in the aina to get our food.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Are you tired of the cold? Can't seem to get warm? Do you suffer from body aches? Insomnia or stress? Looking for relief? Why not experience the amazing health benefits of the Amethyst Crystal Biomat? The Biomat is an FDA Class 2 medical device. It uses NASA technology and produces the health benefits of far infrared and negative ions. The soothing and warming effect of the Biomat penetrates 6 to 8 inches into the body, and the healing benefits are amazing. For more information, visit dolphinbiomat.com or call us at 808-822-4414 today.
Longing for deep transformation? If so, join Lisa Flowers and Jamie Starr at the Lodge at Cedar Springs in Cedro Woolley for their personal transformation intensive retreat. Learn how to release the past and create the life you love in a conscious community. Say yes to 1 weekend per month for 5 months starting October 11th and change your life. Visit Personal Transformation with Lisa Flowers and Jamie Starr on Facebook or call 425-864-7145. Invest in yourself today.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
I live color. It's a place for you and I. It makes me happy when skies are gray.
Aloha and welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie Marie, and I'm here with Dina Marie on the island of Kauai, here at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. And you can find us on the web at dolphintouch.org, or you can come to Kauai at Kapa'a Town and come visit and see us and connect in and message us on Facebook. We're all over the place. Won't have a hard time finding us. So I'm here with Dina Marie, and it's so exciting because we're in Kauai, and you're here with me on In Kauai, which I'm so happy that you're here, and we're already having some fun adventures together. And I want to talk next about, so we're going over our anniversary and all the things that we've had here, and one of the things was a lovely lady named Liesl. Liesl came all the way from Australia, came out here. She did some retreats with me, and we had a great, great time. She brought all her Aussie friends, and we went all over the island, had some Lemurian retreat, and past life regressions, and meditations, and we went to some spiritual hikes, and sacred sites, and vortexes, and really saw some amazing, amazing things. So she loved it so much, she came back and she did a class here on how to do retreats. And who happened to be here but Dina? She was visiting us at that time.
And I know, it's like, I thought the retreats, teaching the class on retreats was great. But for you and I, remember how you were saying, like, people need to slow down and get off the treadmill and take time? For me, it was like a blessing because you and I were stuck together for a week.
Yes, we don't usually have that opportunity. We're usually running here, running there. And we were both students in the class.
Yeah, so it was great.
We were kind of goofing around too, but that was
fun. And I have to bring up, that's when we adopted the cat Magic, who yes, still lives here.
Yes, Magic showed up that day and never left. Oh. That's why we call her Magic, because it was Halloween.
And that's when I got here. I know. It's so
and
cool.
You named her.
I named her because, well, when it was Halloween. And I feel like it's magic every time I come here. So that's what it reminds me of, Magic. And when I see the post of her, and where all the Aussie friends are like posting, Magic, we all love Magic, right?
Oh, yes,
but
yes.
We all do love Magic. And that's kind of what Dolphin Touch was. And so I have this thing. Like, Liesl came into my life for a reason. Like, everything that happens is really perfect. Even if it was so hot and we didn't, you know, there was a reason for that. It made us all stop because she was in the same tent with us and we bonded at that level of stopping, right? Mm. And the fact that she taught us about retreats and we got to see her go through her retreat on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
We got a whole different perspective about retreats. And I think what we got out of it is what we really want to do.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, I'd do 12 people, they come over here and I would help them. And no, I want to do just one person. Mm-hmm. Because it's so much more amazing to have that conversation in the car, conversation as you're walking down a path together, or, and I had a man come, and just having that time alone, things come up.
Right.
And having the breakfast and having the dinner, and of course having the Reiki or the massage or the healing session, but there's a lot walking and talking.
Yes.
So much comes out of that. And so slowing down, and I think that's what that did, because normally we get together, We just take off.
I know, we're all over the place.
So it was a gift. And Liesl is doing her own retreats now.
Yes, Liesl has a... Actually, she got the inspiration while she was here on Kauai, of course.
Of course.
And now she started this business. Retreats, what is it? Retreats for Resorts. And so she got the idea to do retreats all over the world and go to different places and get the resorts to sponsor and call them in. And so now she just hired me to do a retreat with her in Fiji. And I'm going to be going out there in February.
And who's the speaker, the keynote?
The keynote speaker is, I'm so excited. I'm like over the top. It's Elizabeth Gilbert. If you ever read Eat, Pray, Love or Big Magic, she has a new book out. She has so many books. She's amazing. She's a great speaker, great writer. I love her work. And I've never met her before, so I'm going to be like a little kid, just excited to meet her.
And you're going to go to a new place?
I've never been to Fiji. Yeah, but, you know, anything with an ocean, I'm there.
Well, maybe I'll be babysitting Dolphin Touch.
Yeah. Can you be here while I'm over there?
Oh, gosh. Every time, like, I'll put her on the plane or something, and then I'm here running the place. We kind of change hats there for a little bit, and that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, totally.
For me.
I totally can entrust you with that.
But it happens again that... In this group, you met somebody, and it just spirals, like, these things,
right.
These synchronicities and these connections. It is who you know. You know, it's who you know, who you've had a great conversation with, and that's why I can do lots of events and marketing, because I know so many people, and I've had such a great heart-to-heart talk with them with my readings or the Reiki. I mean, some of my sessions are with, you know, some famous people, and I know musicians now, or
yeah.
I know people that... have a little bit of money and they can donate to a cause or something. But
right.
When we're in front of our television, we are not getting those meaningful coincidences or not meaningful events that we have. We do at Dolphin Touch or even have that conversation on the airplane.
Yeah. I mean, it's that connection, that human side of who we are. And even like, so I was working with a woman the other day and she was grieving the loss of her husband. It'd been a year and a half. And just the power of touch. So she came for a massage/Reiki session, kind of one of those combination. And you just don't get a lot of touch in everyday life, right? You're just not being touched. And we are tactile people. We are physical beings. We want to be touched. We want to be hugged. You know, every time you come here, it's always a hug. You know, we're always hugging total strangers because that's just who we are, you know? And just the power of touch to heal, to transform, and to give people that connection that they just don't get on a normal everyday basis. And then to add on to that, the community, the conversation, the feeling of home, the feeling of welcome, the non-judgment, you know, that's pretty special.
And our heart is our connection to the intangible, which is your creative and your imagination and your spiritual side. And the physical part is the lower chakras, which is, you know, emotions and your physical body. But I think spiritual CPR, we all need that. I used to use that in my book, but we all need that spiritual CPR right now. And if you can open your heart with another human being, you're going to get better. I don't care what disease you have. We were talking about that today in group. If you have a cancer, or you have some, if you can just open your heart over and over again next to someone you love, and I've had couples who don't touch for 10 years. I mean, literally no
right.
physical contact.
Some people live in separate rooms, mm-hmm. you know, and they're just under the same roof, but, you know, for the kids or for whatever, and whatever reason, but, you know, we need that touch, mm-hmm. and we need that connection, and we need that sharing, and that openness, and that's what's missing to me in a lot of our everyday activities that other people, well, not our life. We're lucky that we have that. And
yeah.
every time we're opening the door, we have a connection or heartfelt conversations. Because we don't, you know, life's too short.
And you know what? I realized just today, just now, people don't walk up to your door with their phones in front of their faces. people don't have their phones literally on them most of the time. Today we did a little class and we were using them to promote events or to their, promote their pages. But I have never seen someone walk up with their head down in their phone coming towards your door. I think people are coming here because something inspired them. There's a little bit of a, they, some people say they just saw like a light. It's like a light. And then they walk in because they're wanting to receive. They're wanting to go there. And yeah, I just thought about, there's not, we're sitting there talking the whole time. We always do.
Right.
Unless we're doing a little work and putting something in a computer, no one's sitting in front of their computer or their phones ignoring you.
Oh, no, no. Wow. That will hardly, no, there's too much going on here.
No, yeah.
And the connection, and people want to connect. They want to speak to you. They want to share. And I think they feel the love. They feel the acceptance, and they feel the welcoming that you just, you know, how many people feel that in their everyday life?
People don't know their neighbors anymore.
And
your doors, when you open the doors today, both of them, doors are open wide. Yeah. Tons of people walked in. We shared food. We shared conversation. We shared parts of ourselves, you know. Yeah, again, that's why I do what I do. I love to have Reiki circles. I love to have gatherings. And people love them. It's just that not a lot of people are doing it anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, again, Dolphin Touch. And Kapaz, very walkable. You're going to run into people.
Such a beautiful town.
Yeah.
Such a great, great town. I love the food in this area. I love all the organic, healthy choices. We have Kauai juice. We have Hoku Foods right around the corner. We have the farmer's market.
That I did yesterday on my bike.
Yes, and we got some awesome watermelon that I'm still eating. And we had some great salad that we shared with everybody. And it just feels so healthy to be that way, the fresh air. And you were swimming in Baby Beach.
Yeah, the beach is walkable. I mean, you can actually go across the street and get in the water. So,
yeah, and you went and swam in the current, and you got those amazing videos that you shared on Facebook. Wow, that is so
life slick. Is good.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be anybody who's interested. We're going to be in Fiji doing a retreat. I'll be doing my dolphin energetics. I'll also be talking about how to clear your energy. We're going to have a healing hub. It's only women. Sorry, guys. This is one of those women-only events. And it's going to be amazing. So it's listed on Facebook, or message us or contact us through Dolphin Touch, and we'll give you info on that. We'll be right back after this.
We love something in family.
Join us September 21st on Whidbey Island for the third annual Memorial Bennett Boyles Golf Tournament. The tournament was founded by Penco Brewing Company to support middle schooler Bennett and his family after he was diagnosed with brain cancer. This year's proceeds will go to Whidbey Health Foundation to pediatric rehabilitation services and to Coopville Public Schools to provide scholarships to Bennett's 2022 high school graduating class. For more information and registration, go to pencobrewing.com.
Are you looking for a place to plan your next gathering or retreat? If so, the historic Captain Whidbey Inn, located on Penn Cove on beautiful Whidbey Island, is waiting for you. At the Captain Whidbey Inn, you can step back into time and enjoy a 100-year tradition of outstanding waterfront dining and lodging. The inn is an ideal setting for retreats, conferences, family reunions, and other gatherings. With a variety of historic and modern accommodations, the inn offers original log-walled rooms, the romantic privacy of the waterfront cabin, or the modern conveniences of the larger lagoon rooms. One of the great things about the inn is that one doesn't need to travel far in any direction to enjoy the feeling of getting away from it all. Your group can enjoy fine dining at the inn with a spectacular view that includes Mount Baker, bird watching, and marine wildlife. For more details on planning your next retreat, conference, or overnight stay, visit CaptainWhidbey.com.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Maybe you can compromise. It'll make you happy when skies are gray.
Aloha and welcome back. This is Jeannie Russell here at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center with Lift Your Spirits, Dina Marie Show, and Jeannie Joy. You can find me on the podcast Jeannie Joy if you guys want to go. And wait a minute, you have a podcast too. Isn't this on a podcast now?
I do have a podcast now, Benny Mathers. Yay! I didn't know that. I just got it last week. So, yeah, you can prescribe. I don't think you prescribe. What do you do?
Sign up. Yeah. You subscribe.
Subscribe. But I'll post that. You can go to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook, and I'll post it there.
Yeah.
So this is all new to me. It's pretty amazing. And the station's doing it for us. We have our archives, which Jeannie's on. And you can actually go back and see Britta's interview, or hear Britta's interview, Craig's interview. We've had Lisa.
Phil.
Lisa's
on.
And Phil. Yeah. And upcoming ones that you can go, and you don't have to listen at 8 a.m. You can do the archives or now the podcast.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I have my own podcast called Jeannie Joy, and you could go there and sign up for that and listen in. And so we're expanding.
Oh my goodness. Not only are sisters, and we've been working together, and it's kind of overwhelming. But again, Dolphin Touch was a massage place in Reiki, and you had a gift shop. And then I stayed here, because I don't know why I stayed upstairs, but you even have the bedding. From what I, the
right, and
everything.
You're still here. Yeah.
And then I remember, I can bring up Patty Duddy. He was staying at a place that was not very nice. He was staying for another month or so. So he moved upstairs after me.
Right.
And then things just started progressing. And then people started staying here. And it became excursions after that.
Yes.
So then you take people to all these amazing places. Of course, you'll watch your page and go, I hate you. Just kidding. You're always out having fun. But, you know, that's basically a job. You're taking people out, because if they come by themselves, stay in a hotel, it's not going to be the same experience.
Well, we take them to places that are off the beaten track. Yeah, they're not touristy places. You know, these are places that they would not see if it wasn't for us. And then we do, you know, past life regressions or meditations or dolphin energetics. You know, we do those in these amazing, gorgeous, gorgeous places. So, yeah, so we've expanded. So what do we see going forward?
What do we see? Well, I really enjoy the one-on-one retreats, of course,
yes.
And people stay with us. And we do the excursions and the healing work all combined.
Yeah.
I like that. And then you were talking about teaching.
Yeah, so actually I've been a teacher my entire life, pretty much. I grew up in a family of teachers. My brother's a teacher, my dad's a teacher, you know, just, it's in my blood. And even when I first came out here, the first job I had was teaching. I was head of the math department over here at Island School, pre-K through 12 school. I know, that was my other life. Believe it or not, yes,
you're
I have a
rounded.
Master's in statistics, and I took kids from pre-K to 12th grade and helped them in math. So, yeah, I've been a teacher all my life, and when we opened this, I thought I was just going to do Reiki, but all of a sudden I had a whole center, and I realized getting back to my original intention is to make it a school, to expand Dolphin Touch to include a school here, and not just what I teach, which is Reiki, energy healing, spirit coaching, all of that. It's also to include other people, guest speakers. You can come teach a chakra class. You are going to teach a chakra class. You're going to teach chakra class, and you're going to teach, is it feng shui? Or?
Feng shui for fun.
Feng shui for fun. Yes.
How to pray again and set intentions. But again, what I love to teach too, it is so amazing when you're in a group. I used to teach aerobics. That was my teaching years.
Oh,
13
my goodness.
Years. And when you get 30 women moving in the same direction, smiling, you know, and
that's
over
pretty
an
good.
Hour, it's amazing. And if you can get, today we taught some like tips on Facebook and how to promote yourself. when people start to get it and their lights turn back on, that's it, right? They feel inspired again.
So. I know. Well, Nora, who is here, she's going to do a psychic fair the 14th, 15th of September, if you guys are here. And she was thrilled to invite 58 people. She's like, I just invited 58 people to my event. She's like, wow, you know, she was over the top amazed. She's like, go, Nora. Yeah, you just learned something. Yeah, she's like, this was totally worth coming here today.
And that's what a good teacher, inspires their students, you know. Right. And anytime, you know, like playing music or art. We had a reading today with Lori about art. I mean, teaching what you enjoy and maybe even making some money doing what you...
Well, yeah.
That's what I pray for.
Nothing wrong with abundance.
I say,
I love the art. What?
Pray for that. To make money doing what you love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you're in alignment, it just flows. It totally flows. So, I loved what happened today. Can we share what happened with Lori? I
mean, she won't mind.
No. Yeah, I mean, you're there. It was funny. I was doing a massage in the other room, and I come out, and you're doing a reading with Lori. And I was talking to... So this woman I've known, she's come back every 9 years.
I've seen her before.
Yes. She is my oldest client. 9 years here. I've only been doing this 10 years. And so she comes back, and we talk story. And one of the things that came up, she says, oh, you know, I'm really into art and getting art. And I was like, oh, my girlfriend is an excellent artist, you know. And she's like, oh, I'd love to get some private classes from her. So I walk out, because I knew she was still here. And I was like, Lori, do you want to do some art classes? My client would like that. And you had just spoken to her about teaching art. I mean, what were the odds of that? That's crazy.
And she was missing her throat chakra, and she was missing the social part of herself, and doing something with other people with her creativity. And I was thinking about the tent. What a great place for her to do some classes here, which is what we want to do, expand and do more classes. You can't make it up.
You can't make this stuff up, man, I tell you.
But the thing with Lori, she's like, well, then she started overthinking things and like, oh, I'm not sure. But wait a minute. If you're having a chakra reading, which is like inspired by something bigger than yourself, and somebody says it and confirms it, that's the universe winking. And she got it, because she had so many winks in just that one short amount of time. Mm. Then she started looking up and pondering, that's a great idea. And now she's back. But when we get depressed and we don't stop long enough to get in touch with ourselves, we look down a lot, shake our heads, and we have no direction. So today was just a beautiful synchronistic thing. And, you know, maybe I'll take an art class. I like art.
I love art. And I'm not the best artist, but I love color and playing. I love just the creativity and, you know, shutting the mind off. Yeah, that's another thing I really want to offer here is the art therapy classes. Because that is so, so needed right now. Just like you said, turning the phones off. Turning the iPhones off, turning the iPads off, turning the TV off, and the connection. And there doesn't even need to be talking, but it could be a bunch of us in a room just doing art with some beautiful music playing.
I used to have coloring parties, and then it became really popular. But that's why I work with artists and musicians. And it's because I did chakra readings with them, or they went off to do belly dancing, or whatever it was creative that brought them joy again. And then I get to hang out with creative people who are inspired and fun. Uh-huh. And the thing is, we all had something, and she said it in the meeting, I used to do art. I used to. So in a reading, it'll just say, why don't you do what you love to do? And it's not for the money. It's to keep your spirits high.
Right, right. We get confused because we go for the money, and then we lose sight of what it is we're here to do, why we're doing what we're doing, and everything just gets lost.
And it happens to you and I, and that's why I like our time alone.
Yes.
Because we kind of reboot each other, and then we find direction, and everyone needs that. A friend.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a healer, or someone to come into their life and kind of, like, pin the tail on the donkey and take the little mask off, you know, so you can actually go forward without spinning around in circles and poking people with a pin.
Oh, yeah, no, that wouldn't be good.
No. Don't you
so
feel like that?
I am so excited about the 21st because we are actually going to celebrate 10 years of Dolphin Touch. We're going to start off with the Healing Hub. We're going to have a little tent, and we're going to have booths set up, different healers set up, whoever wants to be out there, and it's all by donation. And then we're going to have a blessing. Kumakaka, who was here when Dolphin Touch opened, I just messaged her and she said, I can't believe it's been 10 years. I'm like, I can't either. And she's going to do a blessing. We're going to have Nolani Love doing music, ukulele lessons, and we're going to have a potluck and good food. We're going to have a big cake. And then we're going to have karaoke in the evening. So it's going to be a fun night. You know us when we do a party.
A karaoke. Jeannie and I, karaoke.
Yes. I'm really looking forward to that. I might need a glass of wine to help me really connect with that karaoke. But
then you can't get the mic away from people.
Right? It's like, okay, we need a big hook to get them off the stage.
It's all good.
Well, I would just like to close as an anniversary celebration of Dolphin Touch being here. I'm going to offer a free 30-minute session with me over the phone or Skype, and you can sign up and get a little taste of what the spirit coaching is like. You can ask questions about a retreat if you'd like to come out here. You could plan your own retreat if you'd like to bring a group and get your retreat for free, and bring a, you know, if you have a group or an organization that wants to come out here, we can totally facilitate that. If you want to offer classes, whatever. So yeah, that's my gift to all of you. If you just go to info@dolphintouch.org, you can contact us there. Ask for Jeannie Marie with Dina Marie here, and say you heard about it on Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Thanks for being here, Dina. I love having you in person on the show
at Dolphin Touch. And you know I love being here. So, yay. Aloha.
Yeah. We'll see you on the bike path. We'll see you in Baby Beach in the water and here at Dolphin Touch. Have a great day, everybody, and aloha.
Gets too much. Ain't no place to go. Just come, come out. You feel good, I know.